We're starting out the new year on Book Notes with a very special guest, Emma Snyder, who has been associated with the Ivy Bookshop as a co-owner for the last year and a half. As of this year, she is the sole owner, and it's really lovely to welcome you to WBJC. Emma, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Judith. It's absolutely wonderful to be here.
I'm sure that this is going to be a very smooth transition, and I'm sure also that you have really absorbed so much about the bookstore. It's been lovely to see you around there, but inevitably you will have ideas about moving forward, and what would some of those be?
I'm incredibly excited about casting an ever wider net with collaboration. We certainly already have that in many ways, serving as a bookseller for lots of wonderful institutions around the city, the Pratt, Johns Hopkins, our collaborative project with Artifact Coffee at Bird in Hand in Charles Village. But one of the things I'm really interested in is thinking through the ways that we can have books occupy some space in almost every corner of Baltimore. And so I've been speaking and thinking a lot with other local business owners who might be interested in having book sections of their stores. So small markets that are going to have cookbooks, or other spaces that might want to have array of culture books or design books, novels, and how the Ivy can kind of act as a nerve center that helps to push books out into as many corners of the city as will accept them. An important component of that is that I feel like books culture can sometimes feel a little sequestered, but when people are reminded of the extraordinary vitality of the writing and the thinking that is going on out there, they tend to get inspired. And so I think as much as we can sort of visually embed that and put it into social spaces throughout the city, that's going to be good for everybody.
So looking at the actual nuts and bolts, the crux of what you work with, what are some of the books that are coming out this year that you're particularly excited about?
Well, as a Baltimorean, one of the books that I'm incredibly excited about and have been waiting breathlessly for a long time is Dee Watkins has a book that's going to be coming out in April called We Speak for Ourselves, A Word from Forgotten Black America. And for anyone who has read Dee, they know, and if you haven't, you should go read him immediately, and we will find out. He's just an incredibly incisive thinker and a clear-eyed writer, and just a deeply humane person who approaches, I think, some of the sort of larger social questions that we have around race and around class and around urban issues with a kind of clarity combined with directness, combined with gentleness that I think is really special. It's one of those books where I sort of want to put it in every single hand. So certainly on the sort of creative nonfiction or nonfiction side, I'm really excited about that. I've also been doing a lot of really fun reading of writers I'd never read before with books that are going to come out in 2019. And there's one in particular called Elsie Come Home by a woman named Susan Conley, who frankly I hadn't ever heard of before, though she has several other novels. She lives up in Maine. And it's this really surprising gem of a book that's about a woman who's living in Beijing, who is married to a Danish rave MC, and they have two daughters, and her life is just sort of, she feels lost, and her husband suggests she goes to this week-long retreat in the mountains in rural China, and she goes up and meets a sort of combination of people who sort of help her investigate herself, but there's this simplicity and beauty to the language, and the story is, it just sort of combines all sorts of sort of global cultures in a way that's just, again, very personal, very authentic. And so I'm going to recommend it to everybody. We're going to have tons of copies in the shop. And I always love to find those novels by authors who I haven't known before and who probably a lot of people haven't known either.
It's been such a pleasure to be speaking to the new sole owner of the Ivy Bookshop, Emma Snyder, with some ideas about what is coming up this year. Please remind me about the website for the shop.
It is www.theivybookshop.com.
Congratulations. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you, Judith. I'm really happy to be here.